Welcome. Today, we're discussing an exciting new development in the wipe coding world, Google's Firebase Studio.
Wipe coding with Google? I'm intrigued. This Firebase Studio, is it similar to Cursor or Lovable?
Exactly. It's Google's take on AI-powered software development. In this video breakdown, we'll be exploring its free version and building a full-fledged app, complete with a database and a paywall.
A paywall? So like for selling online courses perhaps?
Precisely. Think selling courses or any other digital product. It's a great test case for Firebase Studio. Now, the video starts by showing us how to get to the Firebase Studio website and create a prototype using prompts. The creator asks for a simple login protected page, and Firebase Studio gets to work.
So you just tell it what you want and it builds it? Amazing.
It generates code, colors, even brand guidelines. It's impressive. The cool part is, it's not just a static code dump. You can interact with the generated code, edit it, and even use the chat interface to make changes. It's very dynamic.
So what about databases? Can it integrate with existing ones?
The video tests this by connecting to an external Superbase database. It walks through setting up a Superbase project, getting the API keys, and feeding that information to Firebase Studio. There were some initial hiccups with authentication, like defaulting to Google login, but it was easily corrected through the chat interface.
Wow, that's slick. So no complex configurations?
Surprisingly, no. The video even shows how to create a user table in Superbase using SQL commands generated by Firebase Studio. The AI sets up the login, registration, and stores user data in the database seamlessly.
This is getting better and better. Any cool features demonstrated?
The creator implements an isConfirmed column in the user table to simulate a paid access feature. Only confirmed users can see the protected content. They also showcase the integration with a web scraping tool, Thunderbit, which is sponsored content, but still a neat addition.
Smart move. So what about the UI? AI-generated interfaces can be interesting sometimes.
The initial UI wasn't great, admittedly, but through further prompts, the creator improved the design, added tabs for course, forum, and members, making it much more user-friendly. They even experimented with adding mock course content and making it look like a social media feed.
So you're telling me I could build a mini online school with this without writing a line of code?
Essentially, yes. The video makes it look that easy. The final product includes user authentication, a paid access simulation, a forum, member listings, and mock course content. Plus, you have the flexibility to download the code and host it yourself, or use Firebase hosting. Pretty impressive for a free tool.
Absolutely. Any downsides or limitations mentioned?
There were some minor issues with session handling, and the AI occasionally struggled to understand complex instructions. But these are to be expected with a free version, and the creator even mentions the availability of more advanced Gemini versions for better code generation.
That's understandable. Overall, it seems like a revolutionary tool for rapid prototyping and development.
It is. It has the potential to democratize software development, making it accessible to anyone with an idea. I definitely recommend checking out the full video for a deeper dive into the functionalities of Firebase Studio. Well, that's all for today's discussion. We hope you found this insightful. See you in the next one.
Goodbye.